Time now to bring back our Ask the AD segment, and joining us now is Jack Duffy, the newly appointed athletic director at Elyria Catholic High School. Jack, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Bo, how are you? Thanks for having me. Looks like a great night for baseball where you're at.
Well, so far it is. If you're able to do an anti-rain dance, we ask that you do maybe one or two of those so we keep all the rain away from here today. But
I'll get a few in for you.
Yeah, please do it. Not only tonight, but maybe tomorrow and Sunday as well. It sounds like we might need all the help we can get. This has been about a week to 10 days now you've been on the job. Tell us how the first few days have gone for you.
Great. You know, it's been such a welcoming community at Elyria Catholic, and really sense the greater community at large willing to step in and help you out. And we're blessed with having great coaches that are also teachers who I've gotten to meet just from them being in the building, but also starting to meet the coaches that really dedicate their time and that are working another job and have kids of their own that are, you know, giving up their time to be here in the summer and help me along and show me where to go and make sure we're on the right track for this coming year. So everyone's been great. It's been a real community effort, and I feel like I'm in a great position, and we'll continue to learn, and you know, the first week has been great.
Sure, it's been real early here for you, Jack, but I'm curious, what is it that drew you to be a part of this Panthers athletic department and to be the AD for this team?
Sure, certainly. I've always respected, you know, the school from afar. As somebody that lived a little bit closer on the west side, I've known the impact that Elyria Catholic has had in their own community in Lorain County. And certainly I stepped away last year out of athletics. I had spent several years as a football coach at the high school level working in an athletic department and went to teach middle school. And it was a great experience for me. It really opened up my eyes to new ways of looking at education and how you teach kids of a different age level. I had never experienced teaching kids 6th, 7th, and 8th. But what also taught me was, you know, I really feel like my passion and where I should be is in high school athletics. And so when I was looking at opportunities, the stars really aligned, you know, be able to go back to high school athletics, serve as an athletic director, and be around great people. I think, you know, no matter where you're at, it comes down to the people. And researching and getting to know the administration of Elyria Catholic throughout the process, and Tim Ertle has been a great help in making the transition smooth. It all seemed like a great fit. You know, we have 16 varsity sports, and you know, I like to take on challenges. And I don't see that as a challenge. I see it as a healthy opportunity to meet a lot of people and have a great impact and work with coaches that want to, you know, positively influence their student athletes. So it all worked out really well.
Jack Duffy, the new athletic director at Elyria Catholic High School, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You alluded to it for just a moment there, Jack, but you were telling us about some of your background, where you've gone along the way. If you can, kind of elaborate on that a little bit. You mentioned that you were a high school football coach before, and you spent last year going back to teaching middle school. Give us an idea as to your background, where you've been along the way, and really kind of what's kept you close to athletics.
Definitely. I think, you know, dating back to my time at St. Ignatius as a student athlete and being a member of the football program, growing up I was always basically a basketball player, tall, lanky kid, you know, played AAU, played summer ball, and you know, going into freshman year, wanted to try football, and I figured if I didn't try it as a freshman, I'd probably not, you know, stay, maybe have, you know, the desire to do it when I got older, and my experience there was tremendous. We were fortunate to win the state championship, the 10th title in 2008 with a tremendous group of seniors and underclassmen. And then from there, I went to John Carroll. I didn't really have the desire to play anymore, but I wanted to find a way, once going into my junior year, to give back and learn a little bit about coaching and the time commitment and, you know, the technique was important. And I had the opportunity to go back and coach the freshmen at St. Ignatius and work with the varsity. And we had 4 or 5 years of success there, you know, coming back and getting ingrained in the school. I was able to student teach there for my master's and spend a year in the athletic department. So really, you know, the opportunity to you know, work with kids, you know, really sparked that interest again. And, you know, effective time management, that's important for an athletic director. So a lot of those seeds were planted along the way, and a lot of experiences, I think, have brought me to this new opportunity, which I'm very excited about with Elyria Catholic.
Well, tell us about that process, you know, how you learned about the opening and how you ultimately got the job.
Sure, certainly. Just kind of, talking with, connections through town and hearing what might be available and wanting to step back into an athletic role. I wasn't quite sure it would be athletic director, but looking at positions in high school, whether it was teaching and the opportunity to coach, but just finding that right fit. And I went on various schools' websites to see what was available around March or April. And I believe towards the middle of April, right around Easter, the position was posted for Elyria Catholic. Applied, met probably in late May, right around Memorial Day for the first time. And from there, it was probably another 2 or 3 week process, just coming back, learning more about the programs, the mission of the school and what's important. And when I stacked that all up, I thought, luckily if I, chosen for this position, I think it would be a great fit. So I'm very thankful for that to happen.
And what do you think you're looking forward to most about this job? I know it's a little bit new to you because you've only been there for just about a week or so, but what are you looking forward to the most with this job initially?
Right now, I believe this is important for kids in high school. It's essential, and I've learned this myself, to respect the tradition and to respect those that have gone before you. So right now what I'm looking to do, and I do it every day, is I meet with people, I ask questions, I'm talking to alums, I'm calling and talking with parents. The thing right now, I think in the short term, is to learn the tradition and continue to build my own knowledge and my own base, to see where the program's been, where we want to go, and how we want to communicate that with our kids. I think our coaches do a great job preparing them, X's and O's, and motivating them, to be here running on the track at 7 a.m. and staying late and working hard. And that's a great recipe for success. But I think that idea of, respecting the tradition and understanding it is important. It fosters a great sense of community. And the more I know and more I continue to learn, I think that's going to be best for the program.
We're talking with Jack Duffy, the new athletic director at Elyria Catholic High School here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Kind of along those same lines, as you kind of take a step back and take a look, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges facing you so far over the last month or two here left in the summer?
I think just knowing, as an athletic director, it's a continuous position where you're constantly looking forward. Today, I'm working on trying to get the field painted and coordinating when we can do it. And then you got to take into account, how are we looking weather-wise? How are we looking logistically to find a date that works for those that want to help us out? So learning, some new things that I didn't necessarily have to encounter in some of my previous experiences. So certainly those short-term goals that you have to meet and always be aware of. But I'm still, right now, I'm looking at winter and spring, making sure our schedules are correct, that we're meeting all the standards. We're constantly communicating, goals of our coaches and what they like to see happen, and just making sure everyone's being constantly thought of and shown enough attention so that we don't have any miscommunications or breakdowns in that. It's a busy position, and I think just effective time management can alleviate a lot of those unforeseen issues when they arise.
Well, you had mentioned it there. I was just going to ask you about that. I read you guys sent a tweet out earlier today. You guys were actually looking for some volunteers to assist with the painting of the football field, aren't you?
Sure, yes, we are. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. We sent out a tweet in Facebook this morning, and we've had a dedicated group of fathers probably the last 5 years or so. And, of course, every 4 years, 4 to 5 years, you're going to have kids to graduate and things move on and people's time commitments sort of change. But we've been lucky to have 3 or 4 individuals that have helped us out so far and are continuing to help. And we're just looking to kind of build that base. I think it's a great way for new parents to get involved, for alumni that maybe be back in the area that want to find a way to contribute to the program. And I think, that's something too that I always like to do is find different ways that we can get people involved. It doesn't always have to be a pregame pep rally, or it doesn't always have to be an alumni dinner. We always find new ways where we can bring ourselves and the community of Elyria Catholic a little bit closer and have fun. Try to not make it so much as a labor-intensive task as much as it is fun. You know, we're helping the team prepare for 2017 season. So looking at it through that lens is interesting.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly appreciate you spending some time with us here, Jack. We wish you the best of luck throughout the rest of the summer. We look forward to working with you not only in the fall but all throughout the academic year as well. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, Bo, Matt, thanks so much. Anytime. Love to come back.